Welcome once again to our broadcast of this Bible study program. And today we're back in 2 Timothy chapter 3, picking up at verse 15, and we're going to jump into verse 16 as well. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to open your word. We pray that you'd bless it, that you'd guide us and lead us today in Christ's name. Amen. If you recall, yesterday we were discussing the scriptures as mentioned from Paul to Timothy, of how it was something taught to Timothy early on by his mother and his grandmother. In verse 15, and that thou from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Well, when we think of this very subject again, let's think of the holy scriptures in connection to when Timothy was taught them. We see that it would have been the Old Testament. For we see here, as Timothy is being given this letter from Paul, he was in the midst of the apostolic days. The Word of God of the New Testament was being carried out, was being recorded. So yet, when he was a child, he had been taught the Old Testament. And exactly how old he is, we don't know. But it would have been primarily, if not all, the Old Testament when he was a child. So we see here the Old Testament and its value in this man's life. We say, well, the scripture, as it says here, is able to make thee wise unto salvation. That makes us think of Proverbs 11 and 30, where it says, he that winneth souls is wise. We know that the Lord Jesus, by the Spirit of God, is the one that actually converts a soul, but it's speaking of those who are giving out that great message. Giving out that great message, as we have said time and time again, the verse in Romans 10 that says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Well, ones that give out this word, it says that their feet are beautiful, that those that preach the gospel. It is also, as we give out the word of God in whatever form, one-on-one, from the platform, or from a simple gospel tract, from the life we live and able to witness to a friend or neighbor or relative, it says that you're wise, those who win souls. But here it speaks of how the scriptures are able to make thee wise unto salvation, to give understanding, to enlighten the heart. John 1, verse 9 says that Christ is the true light that came into the world to light every man, to give them the opportunity to be saved. So we see the scripture is able to make us wise unto salvation. And the key word in that verse, for you that know not Christ, is not only wise, not only salvation, but a key word there is able. It is able. We know that the Word of God gives us instruction to where we can have salvation through Christ. It is able to make you wise. Are you willing? It is able. Are you willing? We see that great picture in the Old Testament of how Isaac, and he was one that was in the line of Abraham and on through where the line of Christ would come. And Isaac was looking for a bride, and his father Abraham sent the servant, which would represent the Spirit of God. Isaac represents Christ the Son. Abraham represents God the Father in this picture. But Abraham sent the unnamed servant, which was as the Spirit of God, to bring back a wife, a bride for Isaac, from the appropriate land. And he brought this wife back. And we see a picture there of Christ and the church, the bride and the bridegroom. Christ is the bridegroom, and we the church, we that are saved, is the bride. So that's a great picture. But before we see that time when Isaac would see his wife, that unnamed servant went to bring that wife. He went and he asked Abraham first. He said, what if this one is not willing to come? Abraham said, that's not your concern. You're just to go and do your part and to invite them to invite this individual to come and be Isaac's wife. So this unnamed servant went, and he made known what his message was. Now, isn't that the picture of the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God comes and makes known the invitation. The Spirit of God goes and seeks out that one that would be part of the bride of Christ. He's seeking you. He gives you the invitation, but just like this one we find back there in Genesis that would become the bride of Isaac, when this unnamed servant mentions the very offer, he left it to her to say, I'm willing to go. My friend, that's the gospel call. That's the Spirit of God seeking out lost souls. Are you willing, as this one that would become the bride of Isaac, to say, yes, I'll go. I'll go with this servant back to Isaac. And we see today men and women are being called out by the Spirit of God, being given conviction by the Spirit of God and given opportunity to know Christ as their Savior. And some would say, no, I will not go. Some are saying, yes, I will go. Today, we ask the question, are you willing to yield to this Word of God, the Holy Scripture, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. So we see here the Word of God is able. Now we think of how the Old Testament was a great impact upon the life of Timothy as a young man, and we see the Holy Scriptures is also rendered the Sacred Scriptures. Oh, how holy and how sacred the Word of God is before us. Many times when we open in prayer, we say, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of opening your precious Word. How holy, how sacred it is. And as we're about to venture into this verse and study the verse that speaks of how all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, we know of surety that this is the Holy Scriptures. This is the Sacred Scriptures. But if you'll turn with me through a few portions of the New Testament, we will see some examples of how the Word of God in the New Testament was referring back to the Old Testament. There was what we might call an Old Testament survey given to different people in the New Testament to give them direction. Back in the book of Acts in chapter 7, this man Stephen, the first martyr of the church age, he was stoned. But we see in chapter 7 he gives this rather lengthy sermon. But what it is, it's an outline of the Old Testament. He gives a historical review, if you will, to these Jewish people. That, as we see, the early church was prominently a Jewish people that turned to Christ. But there was also many multitudes that refused Christ. As we see in chapters 5 to 11 in the book of John, that was the very emphasis of how he continued the Lord himself to show himself as God manifest in the flesh, yet they always rejected him. Most of them would always reject him. They'd take up stones to stone him, time in and time out. But here, what we see here in Acts 7, the very Word of God spoken to these ones as an Old Testament survey. He mentions so many of the great men of God, and in the Old Testament, he spoke of Moses, he spoke of David, he went through, for, as in our text, some 40-some, 50-some verses, and then in 751, he said, ye stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. So then we see how he was looking up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And we see that at this point, these unbelieving Jews would stone him. And there was a man there who they had thrown their coats at his feet. His name was Saul. Of course, this is the very one that wrote this letter at a later time of this man Timothy. before Paul's conversion. So we see an Old Testament survey was used in the New Testament times to point people toward the Lord if they were willing. Then we move on to Acts chapter 8. We see again this great description of this event with Philip. Again, we mentioned Philip, a great man of God, who is mentioned as one of the first deacons in Acts 6, but yet we see he was like an evangelist, a traveling evangelist in a sense. We see how the Lord used him in different places, and he would give out the word of God from town to town, wherever he was at. Yet we see here in Acts 8, him and that Ethiopian eunuch. You remember that eunuch was out there on that chariot reading the book of Isaiah, reading the Old Testament. And we see that he did not understand. And the Lord had sent Philip there. And Philip got up. There was a chariot with him. And the place of scripture which he read was Isaiah 53, verse 7 and 8. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. And we see there that Philip, in verse 35, began to speak to him. In verse 35, and Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Here's an Old Testament survey, and a man named Philip showed this eunuch, this Ethiopian eunuch, the truth in Christ. And he used the Old Testament scripture to show him the very life-giving answer in Christ. And we see that this man, Philip, believed and was then baptized, and this man, Philip, was taken out of the very presence of this man by the Spirit of God. So we've seen another Old Testament survey used to show someone in the New Testament age what they needed to know about the Lord. So now we'll pick up tomorrow, and we'll look at some more Old Testament surveys as we're tying it in with this scripture, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. This is Mike Moody, Mark Beebe, Jeff Buckles, The Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.